A veterinary appointment isn't the first stop you might imagine during a natural disaster.
Okay, so let's go through the meds. We're still on 2 gabapentin twice a day.
Mandy Regal and Corey Stennett's house was okay after mudslides tore through their neighborhood. But other homes around them were destroyed, and the debris flows covered the road and cut them off from town for 3 whole days. That's when they were finally able to evacuate with their terrier, Nelson.
And the truth is that Thursday night we were busy getting packed up, and we just didn't have a close of an eye on him. And he was very occupied. He was loving his bone, and that's what happened.
The next morning, they moved into relative safety with some friends in the Haines town site. But by evening, Nelson was writhing in pain. They didn't know it at the time, but a sharp piece of his bone was working its way through his stomach and intestines. They called Dr. Oakley. She's the only working vet in town. Within hours, she'd gathered enough resources for the emergency surgery.
Before she was going to go into surgery, she took a stomach fluid sample.
A belly tap.
Mm-hmm. And it came out in the syringe full of blood. And at that point, I think we all just kind of looked at each other and thought that he was already bleeding out from the inside. And that's that moment where, you know, you don't really care how dirty a vet floor is. You want to lay on the floor by your dog and cuddle him while he's still here.
Nelson isn't the only pet who's needed attention in the last week. Dr. Oakley set up a makeshift clinic in the town's rescue kennel. In the midst of the disaster, she fields about 20 calls or visits a day.
Well, so inappropriate urination, so it's peeing all over the place. We have one that got really knocked around during the evacuation, so it's really sore and limpy. What else have we got today? So we've got a bite wound, and that's the 3rd bite wound for today. And then we've got one that's just really anxious, trembling, shaking, not eating, vomited.
Oakley explained this is normal under the circumstances. Pet owners are distracted. Animals are in new environments, and everyone is under stress. Cats are at friends' homes, dogs in hotel rooms, parrots in hotel rooms, a pair of pygmy goats in a vacant aviary.
Hi, can you get back, please?
Peyton and Polymer's owners had to evacuate their home under Mount Rapinski. The Haines Bald Eagle Foundation is housing them in empty barn space intended for birds on a farm near the town site. Sydney Campbell, the foundation's raptor manager, is in charge of their care.
I have remarkably little information about these goats. It was just in the frenzy of all of the Cathedral and Piedad evacuations, people were looking for places to put them, and we very suddenly had 2 goats to take care of.
She drives up to the farm twice a day to refresh their food and water. Mount Rapinski looms overhead, and the rain keeps pouring down.
Animal care doesn't seem like it would be a super applicable skill in a setting like this. You know, everybody's doing their best to help out, and this is my skill. This is the thing I know, so this is what I can do to help, I guess.
At his follow-up appointment, Nelson the Terrier is doing well. His weight is stable, and Dr. Oakley says the bruising from surgery is already improving. Stennett says she's grateful not to lose anything else.
I don't think we even knew how much he meant until we were here on the floor with him on Friday night, thinking that
crying.
We were saying bye,
yeah.
And crying, and just the thought of losing him. I mean, that just plunged us into something that we weren't expecting on top of what already had happened that we weren't expecting to the community. We love him. I mean, we love him so much.
Nelson can walk to the truck, but he needs a lift to get inside. They're headed back to their friend's home, to pack. It's in the part of town that's been warned to prepare for evacuation, so they're checking into a hotel, just in case. Reporting in Haines, I'm Claire Strimple.